WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because it's available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. For this hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great hour lined up for you with music that contains new material from U.S. Girls, Magdalena Bay, and Ivy. Today's reissue song is from Wings off their classic At the Speed of Sound album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new tune from Norton. I decided to make them today's lineage. That's going to hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a new tune from Seaside. Seaside, which is a terrible name for a band, since I found four other bands with that same name, and I've actually played one of them before. I had played a track on Seaside on last week's show, and it's so unusual I play another track so soon, but for some unexplained reason, they released this standalone single, Shame, a week after they released their EP, In Another Life. I don't know why, but there it is. So just a reminder, Seaside is an unsigned, mixed-gendered, indie, sultry, dream-pop four-piece from Byron Bay, Australia. I found them back in 2017 with the release of the EP Wavy Baby. For 2019, like I said, they released a series of singles, which culminated in that EP I'd mentioned. This is the standalone single again called Shame. New music from Seaside here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That is the latest material from U.S. Girls here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. U.S. Girls, they are a Toronto-based experimental pop project formed in 2007, consisting solely of American musician and record producer Megan Remy. She's released music on a variety of independent record labels before signing to 4AD in 2015, which is how I found her. I really like that label. Ms. Remy has just released her seventh studio album, Heavy Light, on March 6th, and the song you just sampled there was Four American Dollars. Changing musical direction with a tune from Softer Still, they're an indie dream pop band out of Surrey, England. I featured two singles from them in 2016, and they included those two, along with some other tracks they released when they released their debut self-titled EP. They've had some personnel changes by moving from a foursome down to a trio, and they've just released a new single after a two-year hiatus. The new tune is titled Strength to Strength, and it just dropped on March 6th. New music from Softer Still here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
somewhere better, I won't hold my breath. To be somewhere better, somewhere better.
That was the latest material from Beach Tape here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name's TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. Beach Tape, which is a great name for a band, is Rory, Leo, Andy, and Dan. They play indie alt folk rock, which is kind of the best I can do to describe them. I found them back in 2017 with the release of their record label debut EP called Hold Music. For 2020, Beach Tape released that standalone single, Somewhat Better, on March 6. Next up is a new one. In fact, this is the first and only song from them. They're called Parker Sounds, and Parker Sounds is not a person, but rather an unsigned five-piece indie pop rock outfit from Gold Coast, Australia. They're fronted by Jack Hobbs. They've just released their debut standalone single, Something Heavy, on March 2. And that's pretty much all I have on them. New music from Parker Sounds here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
You won't move a muscle as I watch you through the struggle in your mind. Consumed, not knowing what to do. Take my time and spend it as you will.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Norton right after the latest here from Caroline Rose. New music from Caroline Rose here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and I'm totally taken with this artist. I ran across her music for the first time back in 2018, and I sampled two tracks from her album, Loner, which came out in February of that year. I was smitten, so I looked into her back catalog, and I found that an EP called America Religious originally was released in 2012, and it was so different sonically than what she's doing now. Had more of an Americana or alt country-ish feel to it. The new album goes off in an entirely new direction in subject matter and in tone. And so here I was again with that delicious dilemma of choosing just one song. I was choosing between Feel the Way I Want and Got to Go My Own Way, and I just ended up going with the latter.
Grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
All right. It is time for today's first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's pick is Norton. Norton, they're a four-piece indie pop band out of Castelo Branco, Portugal. They've been around for a while, but haven't had a great deal of impact outside their native Portugal. I first found them in 2014 with the release of their full-length self-titled album. And for the last few months, they've been releasing a series of singles. The one I have for you now is Passengers, which just came out on January 10th. They have another single planned for release next week, and I'm pretty sure I'll be playing that for you on the next show. However, I think a full-length album is on the way, so we'll play it by ear. But anyway, this is Norton. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Free Farm Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK hanging here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Norton with Magnets. And it was originally released in 2014 and it appeared on their self-titled release. Hey, if you'd like to explore other new music with me, I do another installment on Thursdays at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. It is basically an eclectic blend of neo-folk Indian alternative, but most of you haven't heard of it before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Keeping the music going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Wings. The album that has been reissued is the classic At the Speed of Sound. That album originally released back in 1976. The fifth studio album by the British-American rock band Wings, released on March 25th. And the follow-up to their previous album, Venus and Mars. And it was issued at the height of the band's popularity. It reached the top spot in the U.S. album chart and peaked at number 2 on the U.K. album chart. Both singles from the album reached in the top 5 of the U.K. and the U.S. charts. The album had hits on it like Beware My Love, Let 'Em In, and of course this one, Silly Love Songs. So this is Wings with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
About my loved one.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a tune from Chasing Days. And Days is spelled with, well, a Z, D-A-Z-E. Their siblings, Julia and Ryan Noble, they're from Southern Oregon. They play some nice indie pop, lovingly crafted in their bedroom of their parents' home because they are 16 and 19 years old, respectively. I played two songs so far from them before today's show, that is, with the anticipation of a new EP being launched. And, well, it launched on March 3rd, and it's titled Eyes. It's five songs deep with four new songs. The tune I just featured there was track number 3, Bad For Me. Keeping the tunes going here with new track from Ivy. That's Ivy spelled I-V-E-Y. They're a band from Gold Coast in Australia. They are a mixed-gendered, unsigned alt-pop quartet. Well, they used to be unsigned, rather. I first found them perusing the Australian web radio station website dedicated to unsigned artists. Very taken with them, and I started playing their music when they were still just getting started. They recently got signed to Mirror Records, which has allowed them to release this new single, Valentine, which came out on February 14th. New music from Ivy here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Followed you down to your house where nobody was around. You were the one to free my mind, but all this time I was so blind. Are you my boy? Am I your girl? You were. Are you my boy? Am I your girl? You were. Can you be mine? Can you be mine?
Brand new stuff from Magdalena Bay here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University and also available online at WMFO.org. Magdalena Bay is Micah Tenenbaum and Matthew Lewin. They are partners in music and in life. I usually like to describe how I hear the sound of the band. However, like in this case, I like what they wrote about themselves. They described their sound as, quote, future 90s throwback space pop, unquote. I found them in January of 2018 with the release of their single Waking Up. Then they had a wonderful follow-up tune, Money Lover. August of 2019, they dropped a single, Venice. Then in January, they released How to Get Physical. And in about 2 weeks, they'll be releasing a three-song EP entitled A Little Rhythm and Wicked Feeling, which will contain those two tracks, plus the one I just played there, which was called Airplane. All right, let me slip in one more. Yeah, I've got one more tune here from a band called Paris Youth Foundation. And Paris Youth Foundation, which is a great name for a band. You're not going to hear anybody copy that. They're an indie alt-rock five-piece making their base of operations in Liverpool, England. I first found them in 2016 with the release of their debut single, If You Wanna. Since that time, they've been releasing a series of singles, 10 of them, to be more exact. That led up to their debut EP, The Nights Are For Thinking About You, which dropped in April of 2019. 2020, they just dropped another single. This is called Home Is Where the Heart Is, and it came out on January 22nd. I'm not scheduled to be in, but I don't see my replacement, so I might be sticking around for another hour, and hopefully that'll come true. Anyway, enjoy. I will hopefully see you in a few minutes.